It's the 6th of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford Borough Council have unveiled further details of their Riverside for All scheme. The £1.5 million plan calls for improvement links between Kempston Outdoor Centre and Priory Country Park along the River Great Ouse. Dave Hodgson, the Bedford Borough Mayor, said the Riverside for All project, which started with the refreshing of the embankment surface, will help enable even more people to enjoy our riverside. Features of the project will include playground renovations, the improvement of signs, the repair of footpaths and other riverside infrastructure, including added CCTV and lighting. Councillor Henry Van said, "One of our major objectives was to improve the links between the river and our town centre. Bedford's greatest asset is its riverside." A £120,000 scheme to help community groups who address issues of poverty has been launched by Central Bedfordshire's Council. Charity and voluntary groups can apply for a grant of up to £10,000 in order to offset increasing operational expenses as a result of the cost of living. In 1978, Eric Edwin joined Beds Police as its first black officer, where he would spend the next 19 years. A new memoir recounting his experiences has just been released. In it, he talks about the influence of his pro-police father, who journeyed to Luton from St Lucia as part of the Windrush generation. He remembers wanting his family to be proud of him, so he became an officer. He says he hopes his efforts have helped to influence the future. The humanist-run Bedford Skeptics in the Pub Meetings, active for over 10 years, returns on the 16th of February to the North End Social Club on Rough Avenue. Former speakers have included actor Robert Llewellyn of Red Dwarf fame and journalist John Sweeney. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.